peace in abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Conscious Podcast with Peter Abundant. Today, I want to talk to you and give you a reminder, but not only a reminder, but really get into this concept of focusing on the journey and not the destination. Focusing on the process and not particularly the goal. We've heard this a few times, at least once. But what I want you to understand is the significance of this and how important it is. As we set out to live consciously in this spiritual journey, it's always emphasized to be present and in the moment. Even when you're planning for the future, it's important to have a vision. It's important to have goals. But even as you're planning for those future, you know, manifestations or materializations, it's important that you still stay in the now as you're planning for that. Don't get caught up too much into the future, the future, the future, because guess what? The future is something that will never be realized, right? Until the future becomes now. So ultimately, the focus is in the now, because that's all you have access to. That's all there actually is the now, right? The past is over. The past will never be repeated. It will never come back. It will never happen again. The future is always something that never is. But the now is what actually is our reality. And that's where the power lies. So when you set out to achieve a goal, whether it be a financial goal, business goal, career goal, education, school, if it is a fitness goal, a weight goal, relationship goals, whatever goals you set out to achieve, understanding that it is the process by which you achieve that goal, right? The consistency, deciding every day, in order for me to achieve this goal, I need to do this every single day. I need to be consistent. I need to be disciplined, right? I'm big into fitness. And so if I am training for a competition or a marathon or whatever event, or just training in general to challenge myself and push my limits, there is a process that I must be focused on in order to reach that one moment of achieving that goal, right? Because the moment of achieving the goal is just that, it's just one moment. But the process by which you are going through to build, to strengthen, to better yourself every single day, that process is what essentially makes you, you, makes you a better person, a better version of yourself, your higher self. Whereas the event of seeing the evidence of your work is just a single moment. And for some people, that single moment, it comes and it's fleeting, and you know, we're very happy and we're excited that we achieved it. But it's not so much the single moment of achieving that goal that we're happy about. It's really acknowledging that we are able to be consistent. We are able to work hard, to push ourselves, to challenge ourselves, to face things like doubt, to face things like simply not wanting to do it, you know, that day, you know, but still getting up and doing what it is that you know you have to in order to achieve the goal. It is the buildup of who you wish to be in order to achieve that goal. And as you build up, you are constantly growing, evolving, expanding. And so the process, why the process is so important, is because It is a process that allows you to see and understand your highest potential, to see and understand the possibilities of you. The goal is just a reminder. The goal is just a moment of pause to acknowledge yourself and say, okay, I did this. But you must acknowledge the process by which you did it, because that is where the true power lies. It's in looking back at your journey and saying to yourself, hey, I sacrificed, I worked hard, I put in effort, you know, blood, sweat, tears, focus, determination, discipline, all those things in order for me to get to this point. And guess what? When you've reached that point, then you can actually expand more and set another goal and continue to evolve. So the reason why the process is so important is because the process allows you to see how you can continue to apply it in everything that you do. And there is no limit to what we can do. There's no limit to what you can do. But you have to start with a goal, okay? Something that is, you know, you haven't achieved before, but you feel like it's in your reach, it's in your grasp. And all you got to do is be consistent, is work a little bit harder, be focused, determined, and it'll happen. All right. And then once it happens, you can look back and say, okay, this is what I did to create this result. And now I can do it again, right? At maybe a higher level, higher volume, higher intensity. Okay. Maybe higher frequency, meaning more frequent, doing it more times in order to achieve an even higher goal. And so as you are going through the process of hitting goal after goal after goal, you are ultimately building yourself up. You are ultimately becoming the person you've always dreamed to be. Because guess what? The person you've dreamed to be is who you actually are. You just have to go through the process of tapping into what it takes to be who you are. So understand, it's the journey. Okay, it's the journey, it's the work. It's facing yourself, facing your darkest parts of who you are, the doubt, the fear, you know, and going past that, pushing past that every single day, and understanding that those things are, you know, insignificant compared to the true potential of who you are. So as you are here right now listening, and you're in a process, of achieving a goal, whether it is thinking about a goal, whether it is, you know, wishing you can achieve this goal, you know, with a little bit of doubt because you're at the very beginning, whether you're in the middle of the process, you know, whether you're close to materializing that thing, it is this moment that is going to continue to make you who you are. You know, so if you are saying to yourself, oh, I wish I can do that thing, ask the questions, you know, why can't I? You know, why shouldn't I? If I am thinking about that thing, then you must understand that the universe is communicating with you and telling you this is for you. You can do this. If it's something that you can comprehend and imagine, envision, then it's something you most certainly can do. And as you set out to do it, every step of the way, you are building momentum, you are building yourself up, you are building confidence. And sometimes, yeah, you're going to mess up. Sometimes you're going to make mistakes. Sometimes you're going to, you know, take 5 steps and you're going to take 3 steps back. But you must stay committed and you must keep going. Because it's that part that makes you amazing, that makes you strong and powerful, It is the facing yourself. It is dealing with the conflict within yourself that makes you able to understand who you are, to see you for who you are, to be, you know, proud of who you are. But in order for you to do that, you must set goals. You must see, you know, you're inspired with visions all the time and ideas all the time. You must pursue these ideas because it is the ideas, it is the pursuit of these ideas that is going to allow you to face your doubts, your fears, your demons. But if you continue to move forward and say, this is something that I am going to do, then those doubts, those fears will fall apart. Okay? They will fall away. Now they would not just disappear, but they will get smaller and smaller and smaller. And you and your higher self will continue to grow and get bigger and expand. This is the significance of focusing on the journey, not the destination. Make sure you're in the moment. Thank you so much for listening. Peace and abundance always.